From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and welcome to Love to Love.
You are listening to Love to Love, a program that brings you songs of love, from love, through love and to love by the students and devotees of Bhagwan.
Dear listeners, welcome back after a week's break. To keep the surprise element alive, I thought, let me do something different rather than to ask the question that which bhajan or song you wouldn't mind listening to a million times as I did last time we had the program. So today, what I did is, few days back, I had a conversation with one of the members of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group, Brother Sai Krishna, who most of the Telugu program listeners would be familiar with. For many a time, he has handled the Telugu live show on Thursday. And in fact, today, after my show at 3:30, he will be handling the Telugu live. So for today, let's take a look at the experiences and interactions Brother Sai Krishna has had as a singer of Swami's own bhajan group. So let's begin with the song sung by Brother Sai Krishna and Brother Om Prasad from the Ram Katha concert that happened on the Guru Purnima of 2005 in the Divine Presence. Well, as this program progresses, you will know more about what this Ram Katha concert is, which in fact was literally directed by Swami himself, and it played a very important role in the life of Brother Sai Krishna. Well then, we will listen to Brother Sai Krishna's story of his soul journey with Sai and music after this song.
మనిషిని మాధవుని జయ మదినే స్వర్గముగ మాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవానుగ ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానుకి ఎంత ప్రేమయో మనిషిని మాధవుని జయ మదినే స్వర్గముగ మాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవానుగ ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానుకి ఎంత ప్రేమయో ఈశ్వరాంబముద్దు బిడ్డడై నడయాడే శ్రీనివాసుడై ఈశ్వరాంబముద్దు బిడ్డడై నడయాడే శ్రీనివాసుడై ఈశ్వరుడే అవతరించై పవిత్ర భారతాన ఎంత పుణ్యమో మనదెంత పుణ్యమో సత్య సాయి దర్శింప జన్మ ధన్యమో మనిషిని మాధవుని జయ మదినే స్వర్గముగ మాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవానుగ ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానుకి ఎంత ప్రేమయో మతం పేర కులం పేర మత్సరాలు తగదంచు మానవతను బోధించి ప్రేమ మతను స్థాపించ మతం పేర కులం పేర మత్సరాలు తగదంచు మానవతను బోధించి ప్రేమ మతము స్థాపించ సంభవామి యుగే యుగే అని చాటిన రీతిగా చాటిన రీతిగా భరించెను ఆత జనుల ఆదుకొనగా సన్నిధి మాకు పెన్నిధి నీదు సన్నిధి మాకు పెన్నిధి నీదు ప్రేమే మాకు ప్రాణము నీదు సన్నిధి మాకు పెన్నిధి నీదు ప్రేమే మాకు ప్రాణము తల్లి నీవే తండ్రి నీవే తల్లి నీవే తండ్రి నీవే దాతవు మా భ్రాత నీవే సాయి దేవా సర్వం నీవే సాయి దేవా సర్వం నీవే మనిషిని మాధవు నిజే అమదినే స్వర్గముగా మార్చ మాధవుడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవాను ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి
So, Sai Ram Sai Krishna, and welcome to the show. So, you've been a part of the bhajan group for the past 10 years or more. So, let me begin by asking this question. When did it all begin? By that I mean your tryst with music. When did it begin? Did it begin after joining the higher secondary school here or much before that?
I wouldn't say tryst with music, but I knew only bhajans, which was music to me. And it all began when I was small itself, maybe very young, at the age of 2, 3, I was singing bhajans. But I was never formally trained, or I didn't sing anywhere in any big stage that I could say I was a good singer. So when I came to Parthi, it was like too much of a high standard which I couldn't reach, and I felt really bad that I never learnt music. And because all the boys who were singing here were so skilled and so nicely they were singing, at first I got actually put off by thinking that, yeah, I may not be able to make it here singing in front of Swami, which was my dream. Then I joined the 11th standard. I didn't get any chance to sing anywhere, not even in the foyer of the school. Because the standard...
You joining 11th standard, meaning for 11th standard you joined the Sri Satisa Higher Secondary School.
Yeah.
Right? So before joining here, were you a part of the Hyderabad bhajan group or anything like that? Or you used to sing only in your local samitis?
I used to sing only in my local samiti. As far as singing was concerned, only in local samiti. But I used to play Tanjira and Shivam. That's what I was allowed to play Tanjira and Shivam, but not singing. Then in 11th standard when I joined, I didn't get any chance, as I said. And then 12th standard, slowly, by Swami's grace, I started getting a chance to sing in the foyer of our school. Then we went over to Vrindavan for BCom. I got a seat in BCom in Vrindavan. So there, we had a lot of time to practice. Because the evenings after college, there was a lot of time to practice. And somehow or other, we used to end up in music room, some of us. And then we used to keep on practicing. There was one more boy called Kalidas. He was also, he was a trained musician. So he didn't know bhajans. So in that pretext, we both used to practice, in the sense, I used to teach him some bhajans and we used to practice. And when Swami came to Vrindavan in that year, he came in summer vacation. They conducted auditions for us to sing in front of Swami. But then I couldn't get through it. So I got very dejected. I remember tearing away my bhajan book and throwing it off, thinking I'm trying too much in a way which I may not succeed at all. So I just threw off the bhajan book. And I went and started crying, and all my classmates, I still have those cards. One of the guys made a card saying, "No, you sing very well." They tried to pump me up, but I knew that, no, I was not up to the place or up to singing in front of Swami. So that year passed, and slowly I recovered, and again I started singing in bhajan hall, in foyer of the college. And slowly people started saying, "Yeah, you are improving. I think you should put more effort that way." So I thought, maybe I'll give one more try. And in second year, again Swami came. So again they conducted auditions and they didn't take me again. So I was really put off, and that was 2002. But then I told sir, you have to give me a chance, because the reason which was said was not acceptable. Sir, please, you have to give me one chance. Try once again, at least small bhajan. So one more day, after 10 days, that music sir called me, Umesh sir, he called me and said, "Okay, you sing some bhajan fast." So I sang a bhajan called Shaila Girishwara Uma Maheshwara. He gave me that. We used to fix bhajans before day itself. Swami came off early that time, March 8th or something. Swami came to Vrindavan. So he gave me 13th bhajan. But the trend in those days, those 10 days which Swami stayed, was that he was sitting for 12 bhajans and taking aarti. I was given this 13th bhajan, and I was thinking, maybe I'm not supposed to sing, and that's why they gave me this bhajan, and I started praying. So next day morning, what I did, I sat in darshan line. Swami came and I wrote a letter. "Swami, I'm singing 13th bhajan and my bhajan is Shaila Girishwara," and I gave him. Swami took the letter. Then I came back to a hostel. On the way to college, I sent a telegram to Swami. "Swami, mine is 13th bhajan and I'm singing Shaila Girishwara. Please sit. Please do not get up." Then again I went to college. While coming back, I sent a fax to Swami. "Swami, please, mine is 13th bhajan, Shaila."
So you were really desperate to get that chance. First you send a letter, you gave a letter personally to Swami, then you send a telegram, and then you send a fax.
Yes.
Okay, so you leave no stone unturned, actually.
Yeah. And even I sent a courier also to Swami that day, because the morning you send courier, it reaches by afternoon. So that's what I sent. I did everything that humanly possible, and then my prayer was on all the time. Then evening came, we all sat, and yeah, Swami sat for the 13th bhajan. And not that day, I would say that after that 1.5 months, one of our brothers working in studio as a witness to it, Arvind, he was my senior. For 1.5 months, Swami got up after my bhajan was over. And it was like such a confidence booster for me.
So, one question that I would ask here is, for 1.5 months, were you singing the 13th bhajan?
Whichever number I used to sing, because I used to get only one chance. And whichever number, it used to be down the order, because if you have to sing the top the order, you need to have that confidence and you really need to deliver well. So, whichever bhajan I sing, 12, 13, 14, number didn't matter anymore. It was like just after I sing, Swami used to get up.
Well, dear listeners, unfortunately, I don't have a recording of Brother Sai Krishna singing his first bhajan in front of Swami. But anyway, here is the bhajan, Shaila Girishwara Uma Maheshwara, sung in the divine presence by Brother Srinivasalu.
Shaila Girishwara Uma Maheshwara. Shaila Girishwara Uma Maheshwara. काशी विश्वेश्वर सदा शिवा, काशी विश्वेश्वर सदा शिवा, सदा शिवा, सदा शिवा, काशी विश्वेश्वर सदा शिवा, सदा Shiva, Shambho Sada Shiva. Sada Shiva, Shambho Sada Shiva. Shaila Girishwara Uma.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are continuing with our conversation with Brother Sai Krishna on his sojourn with Sai and music. Brother Sai Krishna told us about the incredible experience of how he started to sing in front of Swami and how Swami encouraged him by making sure he sat for his bhajans every day for 1.5 months when he started singing for the first time. So now let's listen to the rest of the conversation.
And that gave me so much confidence that somebody is here who, like, anybody can come and sing for him. And there are, in our students itself, that was so much quality was there. And still Swami was giving his time and his attention to one boy. At least maybe others didn't notice, but I could notice because it was between me and him. It was like so nice. And I really got the confidence in that 1.5 months. And that's where I began my journey. And I would say I made a lot of mistakes through in that month itself, but not once Swami made a face, or, you know, others would not have tolerated the mistakes we made, but still he tolerated everything that happened with me during this bhajan.
So that was how you started singing in front of Swami. Well, I have kind of seen you evolve as a singer because I am your batchmate. One thing I have noticed is after you came to PG, to Parthi, at least I personally felt that you improved by leaps and bounds. That is, by the time you passed out of second PG, you were a different class of singer altogether from where you started in your UG. So what happened? How did Sai Krishna evolve from being a singer to a super singer, if I can call it that way?
I always believe in this one thing, Chandu, that every day we sing in front of Swami's photo in Vrindavan. It is nothing less than singing in front of Swami, definitely. I used to sing every day in Vrindavan, yes, but you, as you said, there was a visible improvement in my singing when I came here. That's purely because I think of divine presence, divine physical presence. Every day I used to get a chance to sing in front of Swami in those days bhajan used to be in bhajan hall. And I used to get a bhajan every day, first bhajan or fifth bhajan. That's what used to be my slot. First is Ganesha, fifth is Sarvadharma. That was fixed. Either I get a Ganesha or Sarvadharma. There is a story to it. I'll tell you later about it. But then I would feel for the question you asked that, yeah, singing in divine physical presence and his direct vision on you every day, that's what has improved me. And that's what has given me confidence. And the people around you, every day you are like, only thing you are looking for in a day when you get up is when I'll go to Mandir in the evening. And college and all other things are incidental to your life. Because you study. You like Swami said, it goes on. You need not put extra effort to study. That goes on. But all your concentration is like, okay, classes are over. Now run to Mandir. That's where Swami is going to look at you. And I feel that direct vision. Each one of us is improved just by sitting in his divine presence. That's what I feel.
After you came to Parthi, I think you have had lot of physical interaction with Swami. Swami started paying lot of attention to you, and you were also a part of the Ramkatha team. You and Om Prasad were dressed as Lava and Kusha, and you performed Ramkatha in front of Swami on Guru Purnima, was it?
Yeah.
Guru Purnima day. Ramkatha song is quite a complicated song. It is almost like a classical kind of song. And I heard that concert. I was there in Mandir, and you sang it with lot of ease. So, you know, it's amazing. So let's talk a little about those days, how when Swami used to give a lot of attention to you and about your experience with the Ramkatha program.
Before I go to Ramkatha program, I need to tell you because how it started, Ramkatha, because 2004, I joined an MBA. So 2005 vacation started and Swami started selecting boys for Kodai. And that's when I thought, do I stand a chance to go in this trip? After some days, warden sir came and told me, yeah, you are selected for Kodai, you are there in the list. And I was so happy, I cannot tell you, I was out of bounds for me. And when we went to Kodai, that's when, you know, I told you, I'll tell you about Ganesha Bhajan. I used to sing Ganesha Bhajan every day. Swami used to be in interview room, and by the time he comes, first bhajan is almost over. So I used to think, yeah, nobody else wants to sing. They want to sing in front of Swami. See, these are, when you are young, you don't know the reason behind what is going on. You just think in your little mind what is there. So that's what I thought. But then the first day of Kodai, when we sat in front of Swami, Swami looked at me and said, Ganesha boy, you sing Ganesha bhajans very well. So that time I thanked my music teacher in my heart. Even today, it is like, Swami physically we cannot see him. But I have that feeling that, you know, when he is not there in front of you, he listens more to you. Maybe every day he was listening keenly inside interview room. Then that's how it started. And Kodai, in between this Kodai trip somewhere, Swami started asking about Ramkatha. And we sang sometimes, me and Om Prasad sang some bits of Ramkatha, 2-3 songs of Ramkatha in Kodai. And then Swami made a casual remark that, see, you have to improve because you have to sing in front of lakhs of people. That's what he made a passing comment it was. And we came back.
I mean, he said that in Kodaikanal, right?
Yeah, in Kodaikanal, one of the evenings when we were sitting around him, he said, you have to sing in front of lakhs of people and remember that you have to sing well, you have to improve. I never knew what is meant in front of lakhs of people. I never imagined or I didn't try to guess. Okay, yeah, Swami told. So we came back and I remember the date, July 11th, 2005. I was entering college and Swami's car was entering college in the morning. We were coming for classes and Swami suddenly came to college. So we all rushed to auditorium and we sat. And Swami called me and asked sing. So I went up to the stage. Then Swami asked me, where is the other boy? The other boy, Om Prasad, he was not well and he was in hostel. He was sick. So he took a leave that day and then I rushed to hostel on somebody's bike and I got him. Then even Swami wanted us to sing Ramkatha also that day. So we sang a series of songs that day, not knowing what is the plan. Just we sang. Then Swami called me and he created one ring for me and said, this ring I'm giving you for what, you know? Don't sing like this. Improve. That's what he said.
That is amazing. We have seen Swami creating rings and chains after people giving, you know, amazing performances, artists or even dramas. But here is Swami creating a ring for you, telling that I am giving you this ring because to remind you that you should not sing like this and you should improve.
I should improve. Then I had no idea what's going to happen next.
Well, I'm sure, dear listeners, you all are eager to know what happened next. We will continue the conversation with Brother Sai Krishna after yet another song from the Ramkatha program of 2005, sung by Brother Sai Krishna and Brother Om Prasad.
Antarangamu pungge ee naati
సుఖము ఏనాడు పొందము, ఈనాటి సుఖము ఏనాడు పొందము, ఏనోమునో చాము ఇప్పుడు కనుగొందము. నమో సత్య సాయి బాబా, నమో సత్య సాయి.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are continuing our conversation with Brother Sai Krishna, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group, on his sojourn with Sai and music. So let's now listen to Brother Sai Krishna on half the Ram Katha program that happened on the Guru Purnima of 2005, literally materialized out of thin air.
But that day evening, Swami told, we were sitting in Mandir for Darshan. Swami came in his car and he told me and that boy, you both go to auditorium. We both went to auditorium and Swami came behind us to auditorium. And from that day, for another 15 days, every morning and evening, Swami used to come to auditorium. He used to select the songs which he wants and we used to just sing. So morning for us was no classes actually speaking. It used to be we used to just go to college. Swami used to come and we used to just sit and sing in front of him. Yeah, Swami would sit till 10, 10:30. Then we used to go to college after that. But then those classes also, teachers were very kind to take for us after the hours so that we don't miss. And that way 15 days, Swami trained us personally. And I would say this is the first practiced, that kind of practiced sessions for a program which we didn't know date, which date it is going to be. Then ABC boys were called, audiovisual boys were called. They were told to make all the necessary arrangements. As in, you make it Kulwantol and fix the volumes, everything. So, they were also ready with their, which point to put for each singer, they were ready with. To that extent, Swami took care. Every day, Swami used to come, give this, give that, give clothes. He used to take everything so much that 15 days when we sang, we lost all the stage of fear, nothing. Nothing was there. Then, one evening, it was July 20th evening, Swami called. Next day was Guru Purnima. Swami called us. Actually, there on July 21st, there was already a scheduled concert by 120 people from across the world having a symphony orchestra on 21st.
Do you remember which year was this? 2005.
2005, there was a symphony orchestra already scheduled. Then Swami called the in-charge for symphony orchestra and told, tomorrow my boys are singing. So, if you want to do a program, do now. All the 120 people, helter-skelter they ran. Within half an hour, all 120 with instruments they came. There was no miking. And they did miking in that half an hour and they finished their program. And Swami told, next day, Guru Purnima evening, you are going to sing. And we were like really taken aback because the lack of people were there on Guru Purnima day. And one thing was we didn't know what we are going to wear for that evening. Because Swami gave us so many clothes, I didn't know which one we should wear. Swami gave us kurta pajama, Swami gave us shawls. I really didn't know how to combine all those things and what Swami is having in his mind. Because we are singing Ram Katha, at the same time there are some light songs involved too, so I really didn't know what Swami was thinking. Then we just got all the clothes which Swami gave and we came to Mandir. We came to Mandir and we were sitting. Swami came at around, let's say, 3:15, 3:30 that time, 3:34 maybe. He came and with him, he got two dhotis. Yellow dhotis, I still have them. And he told both of us, you go into interview room, me and Om Prasad. We went into interview room and I'll tell you, it's like only a mother can do what he did for us. He told us how to tie dhoti. And he literally helped us in tying the dhoti properly. And he told, if it comes off outside, I'm going to beat you. That's what Swami said. And then he lovingly did all that for us. He gave so much time, so much confidence he gave. And we came and that day was like most memorable for me. Because for me, it was like I never thought I would sing on a stage of that nature. And I would... I would have the opportunity to be with Swami that close in the interview room. I had many occasions to be close, but, that's the first time maybe Swami was in the personal room inside and we were outside. Then Swami suddenly called, Sai, Swami called me. Then it was like so sweet. Till now, if I just close my eyes and remember, it's like those are the few moments which I really cannot forget.
That is amazing. I mean, recently one of my brothers was telling me a story. I don't exactly remember the story at the end, I'll just tell you what Swami had said. I forgot how the incident went on. At the end, Swami said, if you need me, then you deserve me. That is all required, How much longing you have for Swami, that's all he sees. If he feels that, yes, this boy needs me, he deserves me. I mean, I think that is... From your case, I think that is what I could derive from the stories that you just told. Well, dear listeners, I think this is the right place to play back for you the Ram Katha song that glorifies the life of Lord Rama from the Guru Purnima concert of 2005 in the voice of Brother Sai Krishna and Brother Om Prasad.
Dasharatatmajamaprameyam Sitapatim Rahukulanvaya ratnadipam Ajanubaham Aravinda Dadayatacham Ram Nishachara Vilashakaram Nama Ram Katanu Venaraya Ayodhya Nagarani Ke Raju Dasharatha Maharaju Aaraj Kuranul Muguru Kausalya Sumitra Kaikeyi Nomu Phalamulai Bariki Kaligiri Komarulu Nalguru Rama Lakshmana Bharata Shatrughnalu ರಾಮಕಥನು ವಿನರಯ್ಯ ಇಹ ಪರ ಸುಖ ಮೂಲನು ಸಗೆ ಸೀತಾ ರಾಮಕಥನು ವಿನರಯ್ಯ ಗಡಿಯಲೇನಿ ರಘುರಾಮುನಿ ಬಿಡಚಿ ಗಡುಪಲೇನಿ ಆಭುಜಾನಿ ಕೌಶಿಕಯಾಗಮು ಕಾಚಿರಮ್ಮನಿ ಕೌಶಿಕಯಾಗಮು ಕಾಚಿರಮ್ಮನಿ ಪನುಪೆನು ನೀರದ ಶಾಮುನಿ ರಾಮಕಥನು ವಿನರಯ್ಯ ಕಾಟಕಿದು ನೀವಿ ಜನ್ಮವು ಗಾಚಿ ತಪಸುಲ ದೀವನ ತಲರಾಜಿ ಜನಕುನಿಯಾಗಮು ಸೂಚುನೆ ಪಮ್ಮುನ ಜನಕುನಿಯಾಗಮು ಸೂಚುನೆ ಪಮ್ಮುನ ಚನಿಯನು ಮಿಥಿಲ ಕುದಾಶರತಿ ರಾಮಕಥನು ವಿನರಯ್ಯ ಮದನ ಕೋಟಿ ಸುಕುಮಾರುನಿ ಕನುಗೊನಿ ಮಿಥಿಲ ಕುಮಿಥಿಲೇ ಮುರಿಸಿನರಿ ಧರಣಿ ದಮದಿಲೋ ಬೆರಸಿನ ಮೋದಮು ರಾಮಕಥನು ವಿನರಯ್ಯ ಮರುನಿ ವಿಲ್ಲು ರಘುನಾಥುಡು ಚೇರುನಿ ಎಕ್ಕಿಳ ಪೆಲ ಪೆಲ ಬಿರಿಗಿನದಿ ಕಡಕಳಾಡೆ ಸೀತಾರಾಮುಲ ಪರ ಸುಖ ಮೂಲ ನೊಸಗೆ ಸೀತಾ ರಾಮಕಥನು ವಿನರಯ್ಯ ವಿನುಡು ವಿನುಡು ರಾಮಾಯಣ ಗಾದ ವಿನುಡಿ ಮನಸಾರ ವಿನುಡು ವಿನುಡು ರಾಮಾಯಣ ಗಾದ ವಿನುಡಿ ಮನಸಾರ ಆಲಪಿಂಚಿನ ಆಲಕಿಂಚಿನ ಆನಂದ ಮುಲಿಕಿಂಚೇ ಗಾದ ವಿನುಡು ವಿನುಡು ರಾಮಾಯಣ ಗಾದ ವಿನುಡಿ ಮನಸಾರ ರಾಜು ಚೇಯಗ ಕೋರೆನು ದಶರಥ ಭುಜಾನಿ ಪೌರುಲೆಲ್ಲವೂ ಪೊಂಗಿ ಪೋಯಿರ ಮಂಗಳ ವಾರ್ತವಿನಿ ಆ
పొంగిపోయి రామంగళ వార్తవి కారు చెచ్చుగా మారెను కైక మందర మాటవి మందర మాటవిని వినుడు వినుడు రామాయణ గాథా వినుడి మనసారా తెలిసియే తెంచెను భూపతి అడిగెను వరములు అతనివి సలుప వలయు పట్టాభిషేకము భరతునికి పృథివీ మెలగ వలయు పదునాలుగేండులు రాముడు కారడవి చెడియ మాటకు అవును కాదని పలుపడు భోజాని కూలే భూమిపై వినుడు వినుడు రామాయణ గాథా వినుడి మనసారా కౌసలేయురా వించి మహీపతి ఆనతి తెలిపెను పిన తల్లి మోసమెరిగి సౌమిత్రి కఠారి దోసెను రోజిల్లి భూషమని వెను దీసె తమ్ముని రాముడు వేసారి వనవాస దీక్ష కోసలము కోరి పిన తల్లి పరాలవ్రాలి పడి రాఘవా నడుగుల పడి రాఘవా ఆగమన్నది 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 అడలి అడలి
శ్రీరాముని చరితమును తెలిపెదమమ్మ శీలవతి సీత కథా వినుడోయమ్మ శ్రీరాముని చరితమును తెలిపెదమమ్మ కన శీలవతి సీత కథా వినుడోయమ్మ చెలుము వీర పంచవటి సీమలో తమ కొలుము చేయ సౌమిత్రి ప్రేమతో తన కొలువు తీరే రాఘవుడు భామతో శ్రీరాముని చరితమును తెలిపెదమమ్మ తన శీలవతి సీత కథా వినుడోయమ్మ
ముగని ప్రేమగొని రావణు చెల్లి ముకు చెవులు కోసె సౌమిత్రి రోజు రావణుడా మాట విని పంతము కొని మైథిలిని కొనిపోయి మాయలు కన్ని శ్రీరాముని చరితమును తెలిపెదమమ్మ ఘనశీలవతి సీత కథ వినుడోయమ్మ విసుతుని కలిపెను హనుమా నృపు చేసెను సుగ్రీవుని రామవచన మహిమా ప్రతి ఉపకృతి చేయుమని పలిపెను సకులా హనుమంతుడు లంక చేరి వెదకెను నలు దశలా శ్రీరాముని చరితమును తెలిపెదమమ్మ ఘనశీలవతి సీత కథ వినుడోయమ్మ
కవనిని శోకించే సీత పాహి అని అశోకవనిని శోకించే సీత దరికి జనీ ముద్రికనిని తెలిపే విభుని వార్త ఆ జనని శిరోమణి అందుకొని పావని జనని శిరోమణి అందుకొని పావని లంగగాల్చి రాముని కడకే గను రేవు రేవు మని శ్రీరాముని చరితమును తెలిపెదమమ్మ ఘనశీలవతి సీత కథ వినుడోయమ్మ దశరథ శూనుడు లంకను దాసి దశకంటు తలను గోసి దశరథ శూనుడు లంకను దాసి దశకంటు తలను గోసి ఆతని తమ్ముని రాజుని చేసే సీతను తెమ్మని పలికే చీరవచ్చు ఇల్లాలిని చూసి శీల పరీక్షను కోరి రఘుపతి అయో నిజపైనే హనుమానమా ధర్మమూర్తి రామచంద్రుని ఇల్లాలిక పరీషా పతియానతి తల దాలిచి అగ్నిదూకె సీత పతియానతి తల దాలిచి అగ్నిదూకె సీత హుతబాహుడు చల్లబడి శ్లాఘించను మాట తవాముడు చల్లబడి సాగించను మాట సురలు పొగణ ధరణి జతో భూమికి తరలి రఘునేత శ్రీరాముని చరితమును తెలిపెదమమ్మ ఘనశీలవతి సీత కథ వినుడోయమ్మ ఘనశీలవతి సీత కథ వినుడోయమ్మ వినుడోయమ్మ జలది సోమా శ్రీరామ సుగుణ రామ సీత
ಸಾಮನೋಭಿರಾಮ ಸಾಕೇತ ಸಾರ್ವಭೌಮ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ಸುಗುಣಧಾಮ. ಸ್ಮಿತ ಸುಂದರ ಮದನಾರವಿಂದ ರಾಮ ಇಂದೀವರ ಶ್ಯಾಮಲಾಂಗ ವಂದಿತ ಶುಭ ನಾಮ ಮಂದಾರ ಮರಂದೋ ಪಮ ಮಧುರ ಮಧುರ ನಾಮ ಮಂದಾರ ಮರಂದೋ ಪಮ ಮಧುರ ಮಧುರ ನಾಮ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ಸುಗುಣಧಾಮ ರಘುವಂಶ ಚಲದಿ ಸೋಮ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ಸುಗುಣಧಾಮ. ಪುರುಷ ರಾವಣಾದಿ ದೈತ್ಯ ವಿರಾಮ ನವನೀತ ಹೃದಯ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿರತ ರಾಜಲಲಾಮ ಪವಮಾನ ತನಯ ಸನ್ನುತ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಪರಂದಾಮ ಪವಮಾನ ತನಯ ಸನ್ನುತ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಪರಂದಾಮ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ಸುಗುಣಧಾಮ ರಘುವಂಶ ಜಲನಿ ಸೋಮ ಸೀತಾ ಮನೋಭಿರಾಮ ಸಾರ್ವಭೌಮ ಸೀತಾ ಮನೋಭಿರಾಮ.
ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಿಸ್ನರ್ಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲಿಸನ್ ಟು ವಾಸ್ ದ ಸಾಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ರಾಮಕಥಾ, a song which so beautifully and so emotionally summarized the entire story of Ramayana. So we will now continue our conversation with Brother Sai Krishna, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group, on his soul zone with Sai and music. So from the Ramkatha program, now let's move ahead. So after you finish your PG, later you had two glorious opportunities to accompany Swami in his trips to Delhi and also Harshi. So tell us something about some interactions that you had with Swami on those trips or some beautiful incidents that took place there.
Yeah, I had many beautiful moments in Delhi trip as well as Harshi trip. But there is one incident which I told before to audience in 2006 Kodai. I had a very beautiful incident which happened. This because I'm telling you because you're recording this. Maybe it might be useful for me later to remember also. So I would just like to narrate that, then I will come to your question. In 2005 November, Swami called us one day, me and Om Prasad, and told, you both sing today. Then we both were like, we didn't know what to sing, but yeah, we were both supposed to sing something that day. You know, we came and sat and we sang Ramkatha. Then Swami was upset about something. I don't know what he was upset about, but he was definitely upset about something. So I didn't know what to do, and Swami went inside and he stopped speaking to me from November 7th, 2005, I remember, till April 6th, 7th. Swami was going on April 9th, 2006 to Kodai, and I definitely knew Swami is not going to take me. He's not speaking to me one word also. Then On April 8th, 2006, I was sitting in Bhajan Hall at the end of Bhajan Hall. There were very few boys in Bhajan Hall, and that was morning. One of the boys came to me and told, you sit in front. Swami is telling you to sit in front. Me, I was like, exact, this was the expression. Are you mistaken? Something like this. Then he said, no, it's you. Your name is Sai Krishna, right? Swami is telling you to sit. I sat. Swami selected so many boys personally. That year especially, he called by names people and selected. But then he never looked at me. He looked through me all the while. Then I went and sat in the flight that April 9th morning, because April 8th was what? I didn't even have time to have haircut. I went and sat, and Swami, even when he came in flight, was very angry with me. That's what it showed up on his face.
Apparently.
Never Swami is angry. He shows it for a purpose. Then I just thought, Swami, if you really don't want, please open this window. I'll jump out. That's kind of feeling I got. We went to Kodai. First 2 days, Swami used to ask everybody to sing, but not me. Everybody else used to sing, and not me. Then I was like, really, it was painful. 10 singers are there, and 9 are asked to sing, and 10th one is told not to sing. It's like almost like that. Then one morning, I was just singing a bhajan. Swami came to me and said, why this fellow is singing, take out the mic. That was the that happened, and somehow I finished the bhajan in a hurry. I just finished the bhajan and I was in tears actually. But after the bhajan session, we came inside and Swami started talking about love, about things like that. And he asked one boy one question. Swami told, when Swami doesn't speak to boys, they think Swami is punishing them. But it's not that. It is a test. It's just like this, when a river wants to merge in the sea, it doesn't simply allow to merge. It relents. Sea relents. Then after repeated trying, sea comes up and river goes down. That's when it all becomes one. One big unified body. In that way only, God also wants to test you. You should not give up. You should pray. You should fight with God to get there. To win a place. It's hard. I thought it is for me because all others were on right plane and I was not. I thought maybe this is what Swami is telling. Pray. That day evening, Swami came in the session. He asked, as usual, everybody else to sing, not me. Then Swami asked, who else will sing? That was the tone. Then I said, Swami, with all the effort and courage, because if it is a wrong timing, means if he decided that it's a wrong timing, then definitely it's a wrong timing. I just meekly told Swami, I want to sing a Telugu song. Swami looked at me, you want to sing? This is how Swami asked me, because he was trying to really discipline me and for something, I don't know. Then I started singing a song. Maybe that clip I'll give you. I cannot sing with that emotion now maybe, but that recording of that clip I'll give you. After singing four lines, I just broke down, because that was the communication I was having with my friend, with my mother, with my father. Because he didn't speak to me for 7 months. It was really painful to the core. Cannot tell you how painful. So I sang and I broke down after three or four lines. And you look at Swami and Swami also broke down. And he said, Papam Dukkam, meaning Papam, he's feeling sad. He's feeling... Then in that session, I sang seven songs. In that Kodai session, I was given opportunity to sing seven songs. And that's how Swami broke the ice. But then onwards, till now, I would say that, you know, it has been a very good this thing, and Swami never put me through that. For what reason he put me through that 7 months of separation and why he didn't speak to me, I don't know. But it definitely, I knew this much that I had to yearn. I had to yearn.
So will you tell, for the benefit of our listeners, which was the song that you sang that day in Kodai, in which you broke down?
I sang a song called O Nestama. I'll give you the clip. Better than me to sing, I'll give you the clip. And that was a beautiful... I didn't decide to sing it before, or I didn't wait for a chance. It was all spontaneous. That song came in my brain with Swami's giving that hint. Otherwise, I never sang that song before that. That broke the ice between me and my friend, I would say. That's addressing O Nestama, means my friend. That's what it is like.
So, well, dear listeners, I am now going to play the song O Nestama. And first, you will hear a very precious recording of few seconds of Brother Sai Krishna singing the song in Kodaikanal in a private session with Swami on that blessed day when Swami decided to talk to Brother Krishna after a long gap of close to 7 months, followed by a version with instruments sung by the students in Sai Kulwant Hall.
ప్రేమ పురూపమా మాందరి ప్రాణమా ఓనిస్తమా ప్రియమైన బంధమా ప్రేమ పురూపమా మాందరి ప్రాణమా ఓనిస్తమా ప్రియమైన బంధమా ప్రేమ
పాలని మేము వినే పదాలన్ని నీ మాటలే కావాలని మాలోని తలపులన్నీ నీకు వివరించాలని వేచి ఉన్నాము ఈరోజుపై జీవన వేణుగులు మోహన రాగం కలిగించి ప్రతి మనసులో
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are continuing our conversation with Brother Sai Krishna, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group, on his sojourn with Sai and music.
And then coming to your question about Hatshi and Delhi, there were really beautiful moments in Hatshi also. You know, till last few days we didn't know whether I was going or not going and things like that. But then Swami took and we had really good moments in Hatshi. Swami gave so many opportunities to sing in Brabourne Stadium and I was like blessed, I would say, to get a chance to sing with Ravi Kumar sir. He was my partner, to say so, in Hatshi and Mumbai trips, because I was his partner, or rather, because every student who joins Bhajan group would always want if I can sing with Ravi sir once, because he has been here from age of 5. It's like really so 37, 38 years of bringing up by Swami and his divine voice, that's what we can say. And to sing with him, Swami gave that opportunity. And then in Delhi trip, that was a very memorable trip for me and my brother, I would say, because till then, physically Swami never interacted with me and my brother together. My brother also studied here MA and MBA finance, and then he is working also in Radio Sai now. And in that trip, apparently Swami started talking to us together, then he gave photographs to us together. I mean, that was the last trip Swami made out of Parthi. So he gave us photographs together and he did a lot of things together with us. And also I got a lot of opportunities to sing many songs there. And it was a different thing to be with Swami in Delhi. And then we went even to Simla. It was really, to explain what it was, the most memorable of Delhi-Simla trip was the concert in flight. About 30,000 feet we are going, and we are, I know our Sai Prakash brother asked Swami with all his courage, Swami, can we sing songs for you on flight? And then Swami was so gracious. He told, you ask the pilot, if he says there is no problem, then you can sing. So we started in Delhi. 3 hours is the flight time from Delhi to Puttaparthi. 2.5 hours we had concert on flight. It was like the most memorable. You can never, I don't think so, even Narada got an opportunity to go in Pushpak Vimana. But we all, students, for what it is, I don't know, but we were all given that opportunity to sing in front of Swami in that flight, and it's really memorable.
So, is it like the first ever concert on a flight in the whole world?
It could be. I really don't know, because I didn't hear of anything. It could be. But it is first, as far as Swami is concerned, I think it's first. I know about it. If somebody sang, I don't know, but this is like a full concert. There was a sitar concert first by Sai Prakash. Then each of us got a chance. We used to go back to the aisle, and then the first, the two singers who are singing will come and sit in front of Swami's seat, and we would sing. And then we would even get to do path seva that time during singing. It was like really beautiful. And why he gave the chance? Because you cannot say that I deserve that chance. I can just say this much, that it's out of his pure grace he gave that chance. Because nobody can deserve that much. To have a glimpse is what, maybe if you have done karma, of a good karma of so many births, you deserve a glimpse maybe. That's what Swami is. He's a Purnavatar. But when you get such a chance, it's like it puts you in a plane where really you have a lot of responsibility to deliver you. A lot of, I feel like that. He has given us so much so that we might be able to do something for the world. That's what I feel.
No, I think, talking about deservedness, I will again go back to what I said before. I think for Swami it is very simple. If he feels that the devotee needs me, he deserves Swami, you know. I think I am remembering the incident. It was when Raj Mata had come to Swami, initial days of when she had, I don't remember which Raj Mata, because there were a few Raj Matas. And in Vrindavan, once when this Raj Mata would come and she could go straight inside to Trai Swami's residence and have darshan, and she was feeling very bad that a lot of devotees would be coming and waiting, and she was getting this privilege of walking straight into Swami's residence. So once she told Swami that, Swami, this is not fair, that, you know, you are giving me this VIP treatment and a lot of devotees are waiting outside for so long and here you are talking to me. And Swami said, no, it is very simple. They are very happy just having my darshan. But you are not happy having my darshan. You want to talk to me. You want to interact with me, you know. So, thank you, Brother Sai Krishna. I think it is almost time and we have to conclude our conversation. Probably, I would love to have you once again sometime later in the session. But before I conclude my conversation with you, I would like to ask you one final question. That is, since you were in the music group and been singing in front of Swami for the past 10 years, probably this might be a very difficult question for you. And the question is, name a bhajan or a song you wouldn't mind listening to a million times.
Name a bhajan or a song. As you said, it's like 10 years and I love all the bhajans and all the songs almost. But one song which is very close to me forever is Madhura Mohana. Kaneshyama, because it's been a, how many times I listen to it, I just feel like listening to it again. Maybe it's because of the relation that gave me with Swami, I don't know, but I really love that song. It is one of my most favorite songs, Madhura Mohana.
Wasn't this song a part of your Ramkatha program, was it?
Yeah, it was a part of Ramkatha program also, yeah.
So, probably, dear listeners, in few seconds, you will now hear the song Madhura Mohana Kaneshyama Sundara from the Ram Katha concert that happened in the Guru Purnima of 2005, in which Brother Sai Krishna was a part of. Thank you, Brother Sai Krishna. Thank you for joining me today. And we will, as I said before, I would love to have you sometime later once again in my show.
Sure. Thank you so much, Chandu, for giving me this opportunity. It made me relive those moments and I'm really very happy to share, because when you share, you really go through those moments, and it's really, thank you so much for that.
Shama Sundara Swami Aranda Pradai Mandala Rasyon Madhura Mohana Gana Shama Sundara Swami Aranda Pradai Mandala Rasyon
Thank you.
గీతానీవేగా కణువణువున కణ కణమున నిండియున్న సదయ హృదయ కణువణువున కణ కణమున నిండియున్న సదయ హృదయ మధుర మోహన ఘన శ్యామ సుందర స్వామి ఆనంద ప్రదాయి మందాల రాసియోయి పిలవని జీవ వేళ జన్మ వేళ నిను కలవని నిను పిలవని జీవ వేళ జన్మ వేళ మధుర మోహన ఘన శ్యామ సుందర స్వామి ఆనంద ప్రదాయి మందాల రాసియోయి
listening to Love to Love, a program that brings you songs of love, from love, through love and to love by the students and devotees of Bhagwan.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Brother Sai Krishna started the conversation by saying when he joined Swami's school, he felt very bad that he had not learnt music as many of his classmates and seniors were extremely talented singers. And he felt he would never get an opportunity to sing in front of Swami. And after listening to all the songs he sang and the stories he narrated, I think he is a living proof and a motivation to all aspiring singers out there what one can achieve with determination, hard work, and of course, divine grace. So dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed the conversation. Do write your feedback to listener@radiosai.org. And during my show last week, I had posed a question asking you to email your opinion. And the question was, how much does the singer influence a song? Or is the song complete with the lyrics and music? What is the role played by the singer in making a song someone's favorite? Well, I got a very detailed reply from Mrs. Srividya Shivakumar from Oman, and here are some excerpts from her reply. She says, and I quote, "Bhajan by itself is undoubtedly capturing simply because of the lyrics are the nectarine names of the Lord, but the efficacy of the name reaches the listener and makes profound impact on the listener, definitely by the way the singer carries the bhajan across to the listener. I believe that it is essential that a singer has a moral responsibility to carry the bhajan to the listener with its original potency, through his or her bhava. I believe that a listener becomes one with God through the instrument, the singer. It reaches a blissful state wherein the singer, the listener and God are in perfect harmony. It is rather meditation. So let's take the example of any song. When a song that carries a very energetic and joyful mood, it fills us with the same regardless of its lyrics. Moreover, when we say he or she is my favorite singer, don't we download songs by him or her and say which is our favorite song? Hence, I feel the singer is very crucial in making a bhajan or a song a favorite of someone. Let's take a bhajan, say Vannamali Vasudeva. Yes, I totally agree that it is a Namavali bhajan, but the way it is sung with lots of energy, that has made it a favorite bhajan for many. Well, thank you for writing us, Mrs. Srividya Shivakumar. Well, now that you have mentioned that Vannamali Vasudeva is a favorite bhajan of many, let's conclude the program with that highly energetic bhajan from the album Nada Brahmam 1. So this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. Stay tuned, dear listeners. After one last bhajan, we will have Brother Sai Krishna again with the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Jhari.
Vannamali Vasudeva Jagan Mohana Radha Ramana.
Vasudeva Jagan Mohana Radha Ramana.